Why you should simplify your kids' summer. I've written about the benefits of letting your children become bored, and what better time than during the summer? Days are longer, school is out, and time left to one's imagination. However, letting children become bored is often forgotten with all the summer activities we schedule: pool time, tutoring, soccer practice, day camps, and play dates. I read a post by Simple As That, forcing you to think that the summers you spend with your children are fleeting. There are only 18. If your child is 10, you're already halfway done. It does strike a sense of urgency, but to me, not in a sense of busyness, but rather in making these summers slow, like the days are supposed to teach us. Teach your child to just be instead of be busy this summer. Dr. Shefali writes in her book, The Conscious Parent, "As adults, we are preoccupied with constant activity. The foundation of our self-esteem rests on the amount we do, how much we earn, how good we look, and how socially connected we are. This has held true for me, although currently a little more aware of my tendencies. One specific tendency I have is to fill up my schedule so full I have no time to myself, constantly rushing from one event to another. Obviously, I'm not alone. We tie our self-worth to our paychecks, too. I noticed this precisely at the moment I became a mom. Instead of basking in the glory of the human I had created, I instead felt stripped of my career identification and, as a result, less worthy since I wasn't physically earning a paycheck. How backwards is that? Don't worry, I made up for it by being extremely busy as a new mom, continuing on my fast track to burnout even during my maternity leave. Simplify your summer to avoid being busy. This example isn't the best we parents can do for our children. The act of constantly being busy is actually a form of anxiety, and anxiety is actually a passive state. It keeps us from taking action to solve a problem. The analogy a friend told me is that anxiety is like rocking in a rocking chair. You never get up or solve the problem. Instead, you just continually rock back and forth, never moving in either direction. As a result, our kids, believing that more is better and bigger is brighter, fill their life with it with busy deadlines, activities, and material possessions. They learn that drama trumps simplicity and excitement beats out stillness. Furthermore, they grow up addicted to a life of highs and lows, unable to rest in the ordinary, and with little perspective on how to glean enjoyment from the mundane. What is the mundane? The simple and beautiful things in life, like a sunset, the touch of a hand, giggles, spills, and the trial and repetitive error of learning. So, what can we do? Five ways you should simplify your kids' summer. Reduce screen time. Screen time is a constant stream of entertainment, jingles, action, and intense emotional jargon. Dr. Shefali suggests that screen time can be utilized, but not as a solution to solve boredom, emotions, or restlessness. Try to set some summer routines around screen time that fit your family's lifestyle. I do utilize screen time early in the morning while I write. This is pretty much the only time the TV is on. Even just shutting it off in the background can be beneficial. If mentioning screen time brings about feelings of guilt, don't let it. Just try to reduce the amount if you think it is too much for your family. We parents all need a break once in a while, and everyone has different circumstances. Do your best and don't compare your routine to other families. Not only is TV used ineffectively to treat restlessness for children, it also can be promoting endless products to your young observer. Toys, food products, clothes, etc. are advertised during your child's favorite show. This is one of the reasons we watch a lot of Daniel Tiger or PBS. There are no commercials on this channel, or at least very few, and no advertisements for toys. Value experiences over purchases. If you promote experiences over purchases, you will simultaneously spend more time with your children. Children don't need any more purchases, but what they do need is your time and attention. If from a young age our children are taught to value the relationship with them over the things we buy them, we set the stage for reliance on their inner being rather than externals. Experiences don't have to be expensive. It can simply be a walk to the park, a swim in a lake, eating dinner together, or grabbing an ice cream cone on a hot summer day. In fact, experiences can be less expensive than purchasing the newest video game, movie, or gadget for your child. By contrast, this doesn't mean filling up your summers full of activities because you value it more than purchases. It's okay to value your time by sticking to a nap schedule that leaves the children rested and not overstimulated. This July 4th, our whole family retreated after getting candy at a hot parade to our home to nap and rest. There's nothing wrong with scheduling time for rest, especially during the summer. We don't have to be rushing to each new activity nonstop. Avoid impulse buying in front of children. Actually, encouraging kids to live a simple life is better for building emotional resilience. If you're in the store and being asked repetitively to buy something by your enraged toddler and you give in every time, he or she learns to be impulsive themselves. Showing self-control, restraint, and even poise in emotional situations will teach children to sit with their emotions and make decisions less on impulse and more on logic. Summer is a perfect time to go back to the basics of entertainment: a sprinkler, the local pool, a lake, the stars, a campfire, or a sunset. Allow children to be bored. We don't have to be constantly rescuing our kids from discomfort. Boredom is kind of expected in summer. The days are longer, school is out, and there is no one rushing you from one activity to the next, hopefully. Boredom is something children will have to deal with, and it's better to allow them boredom than constantly entertaining them with activities. Instead of solving their boredom, suggest alternatives and foster their own creative independence. Allow choices, but not too many. Giving children choices can allow for self-expression and individuality. As a teacher, this was true as well. When a student could choose from a group of choices versus being assigned an assignment, much more enthusiasm was given when there was a little bit of freedom. You can also use choices to learn more about your child's interests. Obviously, your toddler shouldn't be choosing what you're eating every night or what to buy, but providing choices is easier than you think. It can be as simple as asking your child to choose one more activity to complete before bed, which chore they would like to complete, which park to visit, or what vegetable to eat. Choice allows them to take charge of their own personal wants, and listening to their choices shows respect for their individuality, thus building their own self-esteem and trust in themselves. Final words. Let's be honest, we parents are tired, especially in the summer. It's okay to have a family movie night, let your child watch an extra show so you can just have a moment, or buy them a special treat at the store. Just be conscious to show your child that being busy just to be busy isn't necessary. Boredom can actually become the base of creativity, and time spent together should be of the highest value. Take this as a reminder to pause before signing up for all the swim lessons, soccer practices, camping every weekend, and play dates. Take this as a reminder that a nap and quiet time in the middle of the afternoon this summer might be exactly what your family needs. And don't forget that the most important values are often found in the mundane family activities: walking to the park, setting the table, or quiet whispers before bed. Wishing you and your family a slow and simple summer this year. Join the discussion. What is one summer activity you cut out this year to consciously slow down? P.S. We always ask readers to follow us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. We consciously try to document our everyday simple lives with wellness, financial literacy, and minimalism tips. If you're trying to cut out social media, you'll need to subscribe directly to this blog. We welcome you to join us. The author is Maria Helcom, and I hope you enjoyed this post.